Here's another Outside the Box, sending out a warning. Today's topic is narcissism. If I have a problem with my body, feeling sick or limping because of a bruised hip, I want to have a diagnosis and know what to do to get well again. Similarly, when the country is in turmoil because of a president who's creating chaos and seems to be a danger to the world, I like to know why and what can be done. According to many who have studied his actions, they consider him a pathological narcissist or someone with a quote-unquote textbook narcissistic personality disorder, or NPD. Not everyone supports this diagnosis, but many of us, myself included, do. A person with NPD is motivated by, quote, extreme self-centeredness, an inflated sense of power, an insatiable need for admiration, and a lack of empathy, end quote. They also believe they're always right, are unwilling to apologize for anything harmful they do, display an expanded veneer of self-confidence, and are willing to use force to get what they want. A few of many examples displayed by the current president: naming buildings after himself, using the legal system as retribution against his opponents, still contesting the 2020 election, constant name-calling of anyone or any group, such as Somalis, who he does not like, and terrorizing communities with U.S. military troops and ICE agents. If the president did not have much power, the danger might not be so great, but he already has a lot of power, too much, and is trying to seize more. Psychologist Eric Fromm compared NPD to a cancer, something that keeps on growing. And the president is trying to mold public policy and behavior to be consistent with his own beliefs, with no regard to what others, you, me, and everyone else in this country, believe and want to do. He's using executive orders and other forms of power, ICE, military troops, weapons, economic influence, and legal investigations to bully people to get what he wants. I worry that he does not care what others think, even when thousands are deported or held in squalid and dangerous conditions in camps around the country. I worry that few, if anyone, with a close relationship to him will challenge his behavior, even if it is cruel or a form of terrorism. I worry that, motivated by a belief in white supremacy, he will try to oppress and enslave people with darker skins, like Venezuelans, to serve his wealthy corporate friends. I worry that he will press the button, detonating a nuclear weapon, and the start of World War III. Having personal self-esteem and asserting one's personal needs is positive, but when it morphs into influencing and controlling others as an obsession for the narcissist, it is scary beyond belief. So what do we do if someone with a narcissistic personality disorder has so much control of our government? First, I think we need to recognize that this man is sick and should not be in a position of power that he is in. He needs to leave that position just as any other person with an illness should leave the job they're doing until they can recover from their illness or get it under control. While pathological narcissists tend to be more and more isolated It's hard to do in the president's position, since he has to work with others every day, at least to give them orders. If there are people he works with and listens to, he may trust their guidance. Cabinet members, Republican politicians, and Project 2025 authors may have more impact than Democratic politicians, who generally have no influence over the president. U.S. democratic principles, a free media, and some judges may also offer guardrails to his lust for power. After the 2026 election, a different Congress might also create roadblocks. But there's also we, the people, and we can make a tremendous stink attacking his so-called pillars of support if we're prepared to suffer ourselves and highlight the suffering and deaths of others. People who have lost something, business deals from tariff increases, health care coverage that could have prevented disease, citizenship because of deportation, are examples we need that need to be highlighted. We must keep the pressure on with persistence and creativity. It won't be easy, but it has happened before. To Richard Nixon in 1974. Because we all know that he's gotta go. What could you do to address the behavior of a narcissistic U.S. president and the need of the people of this country to get rid of him? I'm Larry Danziger, doing what I can to make him go away.